I want to start by thanking John Walsh for all his help in trying to solve this case. And of course, I'd like to thank the Aberdeen Police Department and the FBI for their continued efforts. Also, I want to thank Peter Angelos, Steve Bisciotti, and Kevin Plank for their support and for their friendship. They have made this a true community effort. After talking as a family with members and with members of law enforcement and friends, we decided that we would try to reignite interest in the case by putting up a $100,000 reward for information that leads to the arrest of the man who abducted Mom a little over a year ago. In our minds, this is important not only for us and our community, but for all communities. We would like to get closure on this case and give all of us some peace of mind. I'm happy to take a few questions now.
How's your mom doing?
Mom has her ups and downs, but by and large, she's a strong woman. And I just saw her last night at the Aberdeen-Arnsburg game, and she was moving around very well.
Yeah. Has this affected her daily life in any way? Has it changed her outlook on life? Does she have to live with fear now?
Well, of course, something like this changes all of our lives. You have to take different precautions. You think about things a little differently than you did before. And for her, being involved in it, I don't know whether she can fully articulate all her feelings, but certainly she's more cautious, she's more careful, her decisions aren't so easy anymore. But as time goes on, I've noticed that more and more old mom keeps coming out.
Did you have a follow-up?
Yeah, I was going to say, what do you say to this man in the hat? What do you say to him out there? He's going to hear this.
I don't have a message for him in particular. I'm concerned about my family and my mom. And that's law enforcement's job to figure all this out. I don't have a message for him.
I wanted to expand upon that. Given that this man is still at large, what is the level of your concern for the safety of your mom, yourself, your family, and the community?
Well, having not been in these situations before, you tend to look at life very simply, and you make decisions, you move around. And then when something like this happens, it forces you to think differently, take different precautions with your family, with your mom. So I don't know if I have the answers, certainly, but when you do go through something like this, it changes you.
With the surveillance videos and the pictures and some witnesses seeing him, were you surprised that no one has come forward? I mean, usually the pictures, you see this man's face, you might think someone might recognize him.
Yeah, I think in the beginning there were a lot of pretty good pictures. There was a lot of leads. They were moving very aggressively to find him. And I think we all were hopeful that it would happen pretty quickly. And we were all encouraged, but, it is what it is now. It's a little over a year. And hopefully this effort will get some new information and some new leads.
Cal, just as a son for the past year, how have you felt, frustrated that you can't do anything to protect your mom, things like that?
Well, you can always do something. And so whatever in your control, whatever gives you comfort, I think that's a personal thing. But the other side of that is you can't go overboard and be fearful and scared and not to do anything. So you still have to live your normal life. But as I said before, no one prepares you for these sort of moments, and you kind of do the best you can in dealing with the day-to-day. Sometimes you put it in a safe place and kind of put it in a distance and then move on with your life. But in the back of your mind, it's always there, and so you always think about it.
Rich, do you want?
Yeah. What have you told the children about this? What kind of advice have you given your children in light of this?
You just try to be as honest with your feelings as you can, just like in any situation dealing with your kids. You're preparing your kids for life. By and large, I think life is great. People are good, but there's some dangers out there that you have to be aware of. And so, you know, giving them the straight shoot and telling them honestly what your concerns and feelings are, give them some of the tools to make better decisions as they go forward.
Kel, do you have any sense or feeling that your celebrity caused your mom to be targeted, or that maybe it was random?
I think the police could probably better answer that question, but from my standpoint, we don't know for sure why. We don't know for sure if that status had anything to do with it.
What do you wish the public knew about this that we're not asking?
What do I wish the public knew about it? I guess this is a reality. I think some of us think we, and I know I did, you just go through life not worrying about too many things, and things like this happen in the community. You see it on the news quite often, but many times you don't think it happens to you. And so, you know, it is a community issue. It is a an issue for all of us in some senses. And I guess you just want to heighten the awareness and have everybody be safe and be cautious. And at the same time, it can't rule your life. But I don't know if there's any special advice I could give for everybody else. But things happen, and you should be aware of your surroundings.
Yes, sir. Kelly, to do this a year later sort of reopens this, obviously not walking away from it. Why is it worth it to you and your family to go through this sort of a second time this year?
Well, I mean, it's a difficult emotional ride, for sure. And I think in some ways maybe this should have happened earlier. But I think with dealing with all the different leads, and certainly in hindsight, you can be right 100% of the time. But we want closure. We want to be able to move on. We want to feel a little bit more comfortable. And so I think if you look at it, and you don't know if he'll do this again. And so you have a sense of responsibility to the next person. There's a possibility that this isn't the first time he did it, and it might not be the last, so you need to catch him.
We'll take a couple more and then let Mr. Walsh come up here, Ralph.
Yeah, just a quick follow-up. I know that your sister Ellie didn't let your mom live in her house for a while after this happened. Do you all still now feel safe now that she's back in the house in Aberdeen trying to live her life? I mean, everybody knows your mom is very independent. Is you getting any thought to have her move in with one of you, I guess?
Mom is very strong, willed, and she's determined not to let this rule her life. We're a little bit more protective of mom, and certainly Ellie is very protective of mom. But you know, there are a lot of precautions we can take to help keep mom safe. But it's mom's life, and she'll tell us what she wants to do.
Anybody else? One more? No.